Loud and clear. 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 The clock has started.
The clock has started.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, two, one, one.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome back to this week's Smallcast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate.
And with us on the phone today, we've got Dennis Cato, the CEO. Dennis, welcome.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Well, welcome back, Dennis. We are about to record our episode number 8 of our Smallest Cast podcast. And this week on the phone with us, I'm excited. We've got the current president of AFSEA, United States Air Force retired Lieutenant Colonel Vanessa Johnson. Vanessa, welcome.
Thank you, Nate and Dennis.
We have to make one correction. It's AFSEA Rocky Mountain Chapter.
Rocky Mountain Chapter. Yeah, that's what I'm
yes. So Vanessa, some of us know and are familiar with AFSEA, but could you tell us a little bit about AFSEA? And what Nate was asking me prior to the conversation here, what does AFSEA mean?
So AFSEA used to be an acronym, and it used to stand for Armed Forces Communication and Electronics Association. AFSEA International, about a year ago, rebranded and removed the acronym from the name. So AFSEA just stands for AFSEA now. And AFSEA, from an international level, is a professional organization that connects people, ideas, and solutions globally. And it enables military, government, industry, and academia to basically get together to discuss technology and strategies and figure out, you know, how to better serve the needs of those who serve our military and government.
Now, I did want to ask a question because I am a member of AFSEA, and it seems to be primarily focused on cyber, IP, new tech. Is that kind of the focus? You're a little broader than that, but what's your take on that?
Yeah, so it's STEM, really, right? Science, technology, engineering, and math is kind of our overall focus, but I will tell you that each individual chapter, based on location, has a different flavor. So while our chapter here in the Rocky Mountain area is cyber with, you know, kind of a little bit more of a space flavor to it, given the amount of space assets here in the local community. If you go to down to San Antonio, Texas, that chapter down there has more of an Intel ISR cyber flavor to it. So it just really depends on the region.
Okay, I did not know that.
So is AFSEA broke up into regional chapters or city chapters, or how is it broke up?
Yeah, so it's really, and I can't, off the top of my head, I can't tell you how many exact chapters there are, but most of the chapters are centered around bases, camps, post stations, so military organizations, typically by base, although places like San Antonio, places like here in Colorado Springs, places like the DC metro area, it's a little bit hard to, you know, because there's such a concentration of organizations and duty stations that some of those areas are combined. So for instance, the Rocky Mountain chapter here in Colorado Springs really services the Air Force Academy, Schriever, Peterson, Cheyenne Mountain, and Fort Carson. So, we're kind of a little bit more broad ranging. We even reach up into Denver because Denver doesn't have a chapter.
So the Rocky Mountain chapter, how big is your chapter then? How many members?
We have about 800 current members of our chapter.
Yeah, it's pretty big. That was going to be one of my questions. So you guys have a lot of activities going on. So what's the website that people can go to learn about all the events that you have? And then I'd like you to talk about your biggest event, which I believe is the cyber conference. But so how do people find out about FCA?
Yep. So our local chapter website is AFCEA. It's AFCEA RockyMTN.org. So AFCEARockyMountain.org. And on that website, you can learn more about our organization, some of the different activities that we have. We've got current upcoming events, news, and then information about a lot of our past events. So, and then Dennis alluded to our biggest event of the year is the Rocky Mountain Cyberspace Symposium that we hold every February at the Broadmoor Hotel. We draw between 2,000 and 2,500 attendees to include exhibitors, sponsors, military, you name it. We've got people from all over the country and really globally that come to our cyberspace symposium. It's about 3.5 days. The first day we provide free training for folks to get CEUs to go towards certifications. And that's free to anybody that signs up. We give training to over 300 people on that first day. And then the next 2.5 days is really speakers, panels, luncheons, tech talks, and then of course the exhibit hall floor. And we discuss what the topic is for that year. So this past February, our theme was, the future of cyber, what cyber is going to look like in 2030. And just, hearing from industry, hearing from government, military organization, what they think everything's going to look like in 10 years. So that's our biggest event of the year. What we do with all of our events, as far as fundraising, and really Rocky Mountain Cyberspace Symposium is our biggest fundraiser of the year, but the proceeds from that event are given right back into the local community here in Colorado Springs. So that event allows us to give over $200,000 back to the local Colorado Springs community by way of STEM teacher grants for grades K through 12. We have scholarship programs set up with both UCCS and Pikes Peak Community College, where we give $50,000 to each school in scholarship monies each year for their STEM student programs. And then donations to other worthy activities. There's Cyber Patriot, there's the Cyber Princess Camp. There's all kinds of different activities that we do. The Pikes Peak Regional Science Fair, you name it. If it says or smells anything like STEM, we would like to help.
I actually saw Dennis had sent me some information that he received from your guys' chapter, and I've been seeing on your guys' website as well. So yeah, no, I'm very interested in actually finding out a little bit more. Maybe someday we can get you guys talked into expanding. I actually live down here in Pueblo West area, and my wife's a fourth grade teacher in a STEM school. She works for Pueblo School for Arts and Sciences. And so I love trying to get them in touch with other organizations to help them, really teach these children these STEM programs, because I think we just need more of it in our community.
Absolutely. And that's one of our biggest pushes right now. This is our teacher grant time of the year. And we've actually, because of the COVID-19 situation that's going on right now, we've actually extended our deadline for teacher grant submission to the end of May. So I'm happy to get this information out to anybody that wants it. We're trying to, just make sure that all the teachers out there and all the school districts know what we have to offer. We gave over 50,000 to STEM teacher grants last year. And it is honestly everything from, you know, we've got some math teachers out there that just need calculators so that each of their students can have a calculator to use during their math classes. We did a telescope at one of the high schools here last year for one of their science classes. You know, it's with some robotics kits, you name it, anything you can think of. We even did an oscilloscope for a high school that does kind of tech training. So it's kind of a non-traditional high school approach, but again, it's STEM related. So it was on the thing that, you know, we looked at to give the money to.
So the monies that you earn from these events, and you also do monthly luncheons and then that conference. Mm-hmm. Do you do any other conferences at all? And then talk about the luncheons a little bit.
Yep. So we try to do monthly luncheons. We were doing monthly luncheons until recent activities, but we hope to start those back up again, you know, this summer as things kind of open back up again. But we typically have a lunch the third Thursday of the month. We try to mix up the speakers. So one month we'll have a military speaker from one of the local military organizations. The next month we may have somebody from industry or academia come in and talk about what they're doing. We've had, you know, Air Force CyberWorks from the Air Force Academy speak. We had lined up from U.S. Space Command, you know, one of the folks in the J6 to come speak about what's going on at Space Command. Just different lunch or different themes that we have for every lunch. And so we have those, and those are typically at one of the installations here. Usually we have them at Peterson Air Force Base or the Academy, but we're trying to expand to go to different areas for those. We also jointly sponsor a big golf tournament in August with the local chapter of NDIA and the Air Force Association chapter here. It's called the Image Golf Tournament. It's Industry Military Appreciation Golf Engagement, I think is what the acronym stands for. But that's another one of those activities that ends up raising money for each one of our organizations that we can, again, turn around and give back to STEM.
So you brought up a great point for me to ask you about, and that is, so the Smalls podcast, you know, our audience is small government contractors, but also the ecosystem for government contracting. So that includes service providers such as, you know, legal folks, accountants, IT services, cyber guys, and then also manufacturers, you know, those guys that help us with parts and products that we then bring into the government or to the prime contractors. How do they get involved with this? I know you say they're on the bases and all, but FCEA will help folks get on if they can't get on, correct? And we're also looking to partner with those types of organizations as well. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. So we are an open membership kind of organization. So to put it bluntly, you pay your fee, you know, get your degree, you get to be involved with the organization. So we are not picky as far as career areas or, you know, whether you're manufacturing or what you are. We're happy to have you as members. What we do as far as the luncheons go, when we have activities that occur on a military installation, is when you sign up for one of our luncheons that you can do through our website, it'll ask you specific questions about whether you have base access. And oh, by the way, you don't have to be a member of our organization to attend our luncheons either. So we'll ask that question up front. If you are a member of AFCEA, you get a discount on your luncheon. If not, you pay the full price, but we will ask you if you have base access. If you don't, we ask for a few more pieces of information that we can pass to the base for for the access lift. So the day of the luncheon, you drive to the base, you show your driver's license, they will check you off of that access list and on you go.
Okay, good. Cause I think that, you know, is sometimes seen as a hindrance when it's not really. I mean, it's a little bit more to do, but, you know, I want to make sure that those folks who aren't necessarily fully engaged full time with the government or military can get to these events, because I think they're great. I attended one. The last one I think I was at was it was F-Space still at the time, I think, but it was their network guys, their cyber network guys. And I think that that's really beneficial if you're on the outside and kind of want to either connect with the military folks or connect with the other government contractors. AFSEA venues are really good for that, particularly because you do bring in those key government folks, as well as those key industry leaders, at least government contractor wise, to the forum. So I think that that's good to make sure that the folks that are not necessarily in that space can come and participate in these events.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of our biggest things, you know, other than our drive to be able to provide the monies back to the community. You know, as I spoke about earlier, the other thing about our organization is it's a networking organization. And we've had this conversation where, you know, we're really working on trying to get more younger folks involved with AFSEA. And so we've had several happy hours at the local Secure Set classes. You know, as they finish their cohorts, we're having conversations with them, because one of the key things is, you know, as you're getting into these career fields, or if you're already in them and you're trying to break into, you know, meeting other people, these events, that's how you're going to meet the right person to introduce you to who you need to talk to sell the next thing or get the next job or whatever the case may be. So, you know, we really pride ourselves with the ability to help folks network and meet somebody you maybe never would have met otherwise that could open another door.
I also wanted to ask you a question about, because you sent me a list the other day, small businesses that are members. Can you talk about a small business membership? What that means?
Yeah, absolutely. So AFSEA provides several different levels of membership. We do obviously individual membership, and that's done either by, you know, you can do it annually, you can do a 3-year, you can do a lifetime. We do something similar from a corporate perspective. So we have different levels of membership from a company perspective. So for instance, a small business membership is, you know, that you have about 10 to, 49. Our small business is considered under 50 for that one. We've got medium business that's like 50 to 500 member or people in the company. So it's a little bit different from a size perspective, but one of those memberships, they have different tiers, obviously, of price, gets you a certain number of members from your organization included in that. So for instance, a small business membership, you get 15 of your employees get a membership to AFSEA for a year if you pay for that annual small business membership.
And do they also get any kind of entrance like into the conference, the cyber conference in February as well?
Well, so we do. So membership is typically separate. So what I will tell you from a membership perspective is yes, from individual, if you are a member of AFSEA, we do discount entrance fees to the Cyberspace Symposium on an individual basis. We also do small business. You know, if a small business wants to be an exhibitor at our Cyberspace Symposium, we offer small business price on a booth, and that comes with, you know, a couple of exhibitor passes that come with that as well. So there are some discounts and goodness from from being members.
And I'm looking on your guys' website right now. So you guys have individual member rates. I think if I'm correct, it starts out at $50 a year. Is that right?
It does. Yep. Individual is $50 a year. And then the corporate's got all kinds of different pricing schemes.
I do like to see, though, that you guys offer a student membership as well. So those of you that are listening out there that are students right now, it's currently sitting at a rate of $15 a year. That's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Yeah, that. And we also have International has been doing a lot of membership drive kind of stuff. And I'll brag a little bit, but they just did a contest the other day where they put out, it's kind of cheesy, but they put out one of those word search puzzles. And they said, you know, first regional vice president to get it in, get all of their chapters in their region, get 5 free memberships for, you know, first chapter. So I was in a boring meeting for work. And so I downloaded it and did the word search and sent it to our RVP and had him send it in. And all 3 of his chapters in this region got 5 free memberships. So we've got the first 5 young FCNs, and young FCNs are under 40, that reach out to me, we can give a free membership to.
All right. You heard it first on the podcast. If we can get 5 free memberships, just get a hold of Vanessa.
If you're under 40.
On the website, right?
My contact information is on the website.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we're going to ask about that next. So we talked a lot about FCEA. We talked about what you guys do, STEM. You know, you provide, give money back to the communities. So anything exciting about Vanessa Johnson that we need to know about?
I love to golf. I love to scuba dive, hiking.
Scuba dive. You're a retired Air Force. Where did you learn to scuba dive?
When I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan.
Ah.
So, yep. But we're trying to still get out and golf right now amidst all the closures and everything. At least they haven't closed the golf course. So that's where our sanity is right now.
Yeah. And you didn't say what company you work for. And I'll leave that because I don't want to get you in trouble because you said you were at one of these meetings and it was kind of boring. Okay. I don't want to talk about that at all. I do want to put another plug in for FCEA and some of these other organizations, because I've been a part of this with you, is that FCEA is also a member of the Colorado Springs Cyber Leader Roundtable, where we're trying to pull all the cyber-related professional organizations, colleges, the city, and other organizations together to work on a common kind of goal for the city and the community. And Vanessa, you may not know this, but we've expanded that down to Pueblo. Nate has actually helped lead that effort. So we're trying to pull together a group down there as well. So I think that FCEA, you know, you may not see it directly, you may not, but it also has spread to these other areas too. So what I kind of wanted to get at here was, so how can we help you to expand FCEA, kind of their footprint up in the Denver area, because we have quite a few members of the smalls. You know, probably a third of the membership is up in Denver, Aurora area, and then also some over in Boulder. And then we have quite a few now in Pueblo. Pueblo is exploding. Just the innovation down there right now, the things that are happening is really exciting. And how do we help you to get the footprint of FCEA expanded in those areas?
Well, and I tell you that the biggest thing for us is really, you know, contacts, right? So I'm happy to, if we've got enough interest in a certain area, so let's pick on Pueblo, since Nate's down there, but you know, Nate, if there's enough interest in putting together a luncheon down in Pueblo, we're happy to do that. And we've got the folks that, you know, we could put something together or a happy hour to bring people in to just talk to a group about what we are and what we do and how they can get involved. Same up north, Dennis, we, We did for a time have our vice president of the Young Athenians lived actually in Boulder. And so he was trying to help us with putting together some events up there, but then, you know, just life got in the way for him. But, you know, that's another option too, is we put together some sort of either luncheon or happy hour event or something where we can, you know, get together, network, talk about what we do and how they can help and how we can help them.
Okay, so everybody in podcast land, you heard that Vanessa's going to host a happy hour. So just remember that. So 5 free memberships and happy hour drinks on Vanessa.
Yep, and I would be happy to host a happy hour right now.
I think we're going to have to hop on that bandwagon there. You know, I think here's the problem with this whole thing is over, and they say, hey, let's get back to normalcy again. I don't know if it'll ever get back to normal because I'm about ready to do this thing 24/7 outside of my house now, just to get away.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. And you know, when we've tossed around different ideas of different things that we could do during this time, we've talked about having virtual meetings and different things. Our struggle with a lot of that, and you know, I alluded to it earlier. I think our biggest benefit with our group is the networking piece. It's being able to come to a luncheon or a happy hour, pass your cards around, pick up cards from other folks, have conversations with people that you would have never met otherwise, and grow your network, right? One of my favorite retired general officers once said, you know, your net worth is only as good as your network. So, you know, the more people that you have contact with, the better you can grow your business, grow your, you know, whatever it is that you're doing or interested in. So, you know, we need to get to be able to be back together and look each other in the eye and pass out business cards.
But at the same time, you know, that's why we're trying to do these types of podcasts right now, too, just to get back to somewhat of a normalcy. Absolutely. And get people talking. We, you know, obviously our goal is to be the central point of that small business ecosystem, which includes not only small businesses that are current government contractors, but that want to be government contractors, that are manufacturers, that are suppliers, and organizations like yourself, Vanessa. You know, we're AFCEA, we want to help each other out. That's kind of the whole goal. We don't want anybody to come out of this worse than they were before. We want everybody to come out of this whole thing better than they were.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, and we're even stretching our wings from an AFCEA perspective and looking outside of the STEM area right now and just saying, okay, how can we help in other ways to the community? You know, who needs, where can we donate money to help, you know, a small business that's struggling, or get more PPE out there, or, you know, whatever the need is right now. So we're not being so, you know, head down, just, okay, if it's not STEM, we're not going to talk about it. So, you know, I think it's forcing all of us to look at things in a different way these days, which is a good thing.
I want to go back real quick. You guys were mentioning, you keep mentioning STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. That's kind of what the charter of AFCEA is all about, is giving back into that region. Has that always been the case?
Yeah. So AFCEA's always had, and that's from an international level too. You know, that's always been kind of, there's always been an education and scholarship arm of AFCEA. Some chapters are better at it than others. You know, again, I kind of mentioned that we have different chapters all over the place, and some are very inside military focused, and others like ours, you know, not only are military focused, but local community. We have, I will tell you, one of the most robust scholarship and education programs of all of the AFCEA chapters. And it's just really because the goal was set so many years ago to make this kind of our thing here, you know, with the Rocky Mountain Cyberspace Symposium. And not only that, but we've made it a point in our chapter to invest year over year to the point where, you know, if for whatever reason Rocky Mountain Cyberspace Symposium can't happen in the future, we still have the ability to give that $200,000 worth of scholarships and grants and donations to the community.
That's amazing. hats off to the local chapter for doing that, because honestly, I mean, I love to see that's the reason why I have my kids in a STEM school, just because I see it's so important just to get kids to understand that, you know, you can make something of yourself in this region, all up and down the Front Range. You just got to put your work into it. And I like the fact that you guys are able to do that. Where do you guys raise that money? Can people just donate, or how does that work?
So really, we're never going to.
I'm assuming you guys are a 501c3 or six.
We're a 501c3. I want to say three, but I think it's different than that because of the amount of investment that we hold. Okay. I think it's a six, but we can absolutely take donations. I will tell you though, more of what we do is around our couple of big events. You know, Rocky Mountain is the Cyberspace Symposium is our biggest moneymaker of the year. We get a little bit from the Image Golf Tournament. We really, to be perfectly honest, don't make a whole lot on our luncheons. That's more of a break even, but you know, something that we do for our membership. But our big moneymaker is the Cyberspace Symposium. So if anybody's thinking about donating or getting involved, that's really where we want and need the help, is, you know, participating in that, whether it's individual attendance or bringing your company to be an exhibitor or a sponsor. We have small business sponsorships as well. So, you know, lower price sponsorships where small businesses can come in and get their name recognition out there, can pass around business cards for 3.5 days. You can just participate that way. That is really our biggest income moneymaker, you know, that enables us to do what we do for the community.
I attended the symposium this year for the first time. I was able to break away for a day, and I can't say enough mm-hmm. good things about it. I made more contacts in that one day than I have pretty much any other event, excluding the Space Symposium, of course. But this year, you guys are on the top. Sure. So,
yeah, and that's, yeah, I know. And that, you know, that's really the thing. And you know, my husband and I are both involved with this. I'm a life member of AFSEA. I've been involved with AFSEA since I was a brand new second lieutenant in the United States Air Force. But I got involved, we both got involved with AFSEA here locally as we were getting ready to retire from the Air Force, because, you know, it was just one of those ways for us to continue to give back to the community that raised us, right? And so we have personally been involved with a symposium for over 6 years. It's kind of, I ran it for a couple of years. My husband's actually running it now. It's just kind of near and dear to our hearts, and it makes us happy to see the people, especially people that have never heard about it, never experienced it, that come for the first time and go, wow. And oh, by the way, we do it all with volunteers. So that's saying something too.
And also, I just want to put a quick plug in too that while you guys here, the Rocky Mountain AFSEA chapter does the Cyber Symposium. The group out in LA also does the Space Symposium, not the one here, but a different one with SMC out in LA, correct?
That's correct. Yep. And then San Antonio does one it's called Alamo ACE. So it's their version of our symposium here. And they've got a little bit different flavor because they've got, you know, 16th Air Force and the medical community, the large medical community in San Antonio, and the whole intel surveillance reconnaissance area too. So, yep.
Yep. So you also get by being a member of AFSEA, you also get access and also information on those events. And you don't have to be a member to attend those. I know I was hoping to go to the one out in, for SMC this year. We'll see if that happens still, because I think it's in the fall. So we'll see. So anything, so you just had the conference in February. Yeah. Is there any kind of hint to any special thing for next year?
So it's the conference is already set. It's the 1st through the 4th of February, 2021 at the Broadmoor. From a theme perspective, we have not locked the theme yet. We have been throwing around some ideas. More information should be forthcoming. We typically start the planning for the next symposium in June. So we'll get the gang back together for that. If anybody's interested in volunteering to help, we're happy to have you. We can use all the help we can get. And then, you know, once we get the website up and running and have more details, that'll show up on our AFSEA website. So more to follow.
Well, I don't know about Nate. Nate sounded like he was all excited, but I'm excited about the conference next year. So I will for sure be there too. So Nate usually asks me, but do you have any final questions?
Yeah, how the tables have turned on this one. It's kind of weird to be on the side. I don't know. I don't like it. I really don't have any other questions. I've learned a lot. Kind of surprised that AFSEA does not stand, is not an acronym any longer. Kind of reminds me of when I was in high school back in the day, and I was a big member of FFA, which used to stand for Future Farmers of America. But they did the same type of thing, rebranded and still use the letters FFA, but no longer stands for something because they're in fear of trying to prevent other people from joining.
Yeah, and that's really where international went with that for us too, is the you know, by saying armed forces, the feeling was that it limited the whole organization to only those entities that deal with, you know, the uniformed services. And that's just not the case. You know, we do have a broader audience. We do want a broader audience. This doesn't have to necessarily have anything to do with the military. So that's kind of the, you know, we don't want to hamstring ourselves to saying, okay, only if you're involved with the military, do you want to have anything to do with us?
Sure. Well, you know, and, you know, now with the United States Space Force being stood up and everything else, you know, there's always going to be more for you guys. There's more people to come out and give speeches during your lunches as well. So I will also be doing a follow-up with you, Vanessa, about, offline here, and we'll discuss a little bit more about getting something set up down here in Pueblo. You know, we do have the chemical depot down here, and we got a lot going on that people don't really realize. And one of these days, I'm going to be bringing on a guest that's kind of at the central point of a lot that's going on in the region down here in Southern Colorado. So, you know, we also want to talk to you guys a little bit more about what we can do as a community just to get more involved as well, because we're trying to, I don't want to say ride the coattails, but if you watch how everything's gone, as far as work goes, Denver took off many years ago. Colorado Springs has been on an uptick for the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. And, now Pueblo, I think is really their turn, to be in the central point of everything that's going on. We're seeing companies move here from, out of the region, from the northern region, just because they're finding, oh, well, we can work remotely. We don't have to be in Boulder. We don't have to be in downtown Denver. And plus, it's a lot cheaper to come down here. So I think it's going to be beneficial that we help get AFSEA down here as well and get you in front of the community as well.
Absolutely. Yep. And happy to do it. So let's definitely connect on that. The more we get out there, the better. And, you know, and the larger we get, the more money we make, the more we can give back.
Definitely sounds good. Well, I know from the smallest perspective, we'll definitely be posting this. this podcast all over the place like we always do, on all of our social media sites, and just try to get the word out about FCA.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Dennis, with that, I have to ask the question. I've got to do it. Do you have any more questions?
I don't even have anything else. No, Nate. Thank you, Vanessa, so much for coming on today and telling us about FCA. And it looks like we're going to be doing some happy hours here soon in Aurora and Pueblo. And I look forward to seeing you at the next meeting when I can finally see you again.
You know, on that, though, Vanessa, you say you guys were doing the idea of, well, whether or not we should do something digital. I'm thinking a Zoom meeting happy hour at 5 p.m. one night, you know?
There you go.
Like to see that happen.
All right. I'll bring that to my programs guy. He'd have to put it all together. But why not?
There you go.
We need more happy hours.
if nothing else, maybe a whole bunch of people will come out of this drunks, or I guess. Right. I hope not. But
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have a happy hour every hour. I don't know. Like,
I will say, you know, I am getting healthier just because I think I'm going on walks on a regular basis now with a family and dogs and everything else. So.
Yeah, that's where the dogs are all ready for us to stop, right? Okay, we can only walk so many times a day. Yeah,
but then when we get back to normal, the dogs are like freaking out. Hey, where is everybody? What happened?
Yeah, no kidding. So,
okay, Vanessa, it's been great talking. I really appreciate you coming on our podcast. And maybe we'll do this again before your guys' event, just to get your guys' name back out there again. And
that'd be great.
Continue the relationship.
Yeah. And don't forget, FCA Rocky MTN .org/com.
Org.org.
Rocky Mountain, FCA Rocky Mountain .org. And also don't forget the Smalls. We post all these events, and when they start having lunches and when we have the happy hours, they'll be on the Smalls calendars. So make sure you pay attention to that. And we'll also post other FCA information so you can contact them if you need to.
Yeah, so awesome. You can contact them directly, or if you feel better about just trying to keep the Smalls in the loop, and everybody out there, you can also contact us at smallscolorado@thesmalls.org as well. So with that, once again, I want to say one last time, thanks, Vanessa. We appreciate you coming on, spending a few minutes with us on the phone here. And till next time. This is The Smalls signing off.
You've reached the end of another episode of The Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.